What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm Kyle French. Today is June 22nd. I know we had no episode last week due to some complications. Wasn't able to get into the studio, but we're back. We're all good. We got two new Yeezy releases that we got to break down. We are in full Kanye West season, and we're going to talk about his solo album, Ye, which came out on June 1st, and his collab with Kid Cudi, longtime collaborator. Their album, Kid See Ghosts, came out June 8th. Then, unfortunately, we have to talk about a tragedy in the hip-hop community that happened last Monday, as we lost a promising young artist, XXXTentacion. I actually had a guest, Mario Enriquez, come on and talk about the whole incident. I thought it was going to be a shorter segment. I was just going to squeeze into this episode, but we ended up talking about it for like 25, 30 minutes. And we ended up talking about just a bunch of other stuff going on currently in the music industry. I wasn't going to try to fit the whole conversation into this podcast, so I will be releasing that as bonus material, and it'll just be us two unedited, just going back and forth, talking about the whole incident, every angle, the fallout, everything we knew up until yesterday when the shooter was arrested. So look for that bonus episode. It'll just be called the Hip Hop Enthusiast 44 and a half bonus material, something like that. I will play a tribute song of the week in X's honor. And then, of course, we finish out with new music announcements, which we feels like we have 100 of because we weren't here last week and so many things have come out the last 2 weeks. So we'll get up to date on that. We'll be back on track and ready to go. And real quick, before we get into our album reviews for today's episode, I did have to cut two out that I was planning on talking about last week. So I'll just give you the short of those real quick. Streams of Thought Volume 1, Black Thought and Ninth Wonder and the Soul Council came together for like a 5-song EP. Amazing EP. I was going to give it a 9 out of 10 and go in depth on Black Thought's lyrical capacity and how he's just so precise and a legend and still building his discography this late in his career. So I would highly recommend go checking out that. And then the other album was going to be Ethernet by Wi-Fi's Funeral, which I found to be fairly disappointing. Would have only given it like a 5 out of 10. So you don't really need to brush up on that one. But Streams of Thought, Black Thought, I would go check that out. So we got that out of the way. Let's get into Ye, Kanye West. As you guys know, we talked about Daytona on the last episode. That kicked off Yeezy season. June 1st, we get the, I believe it's the 8th now, solo studio album by Kanye West. And he comes out bold with this album cover that reads, "I hate being bipolar. It's awesome." So going in immediately, I think this is going to be all about how he's developed a mental illness. It's going to address all the things that have been going on in the past few months, his Twitter rants, his crazy antics, calling slavery a choice, all the crazy things he said. I thought we were going to get some in-depth conversation about that and some more weighty topics addressing mental illness in general. That wasn't really the case. He really only addressed it on a couple songs. The intro, "I Thought About Killing You," comes off, and he's talking about, "I thought about killing you today, premeditated murder, and I love me way more than I love you, so don't think I wouldn't do it." And clearly he's kind of talking to somebody, talking a little bit crazy. He doesn't identify who. There's a lot of theories around who it might be. I believe he's talking to like some other version of himself, some type of ego that he has. Or maybe it's just who he is when he's in his bipolar state and not feeling like he's in control of himself. Either way, right off the bat, we think we're getting into it. And Yikes, the second track, continues that. This is clearly him snapping. It's like a sonic version. It's like he's reading his Twitter rants. He just has crazy statements, crazy energy. It sounds like everything's in caps. And he says at the end, he's talking about how bipolar, you know, he's on his bipolar shit. And it's more like a superpower for him. And he does this crazy screaming. And I'm like, okay, here we go. But that was the last we heard of it. The rest of the album really didn't address it at all. The strengths of this album definitely lie in just Kanye West's sheer ability to put together sonically amazing pieces of music. Stuff that just sounds so full and so epic. And he draws these samples. And at this point in his career, I almost liken him to more of a director's role rather than the main actor. He's more like pulling all these strings and pulling all these pieces, weaving them in and out of tracks. Highlights of this are like on Ghost Town and Wouldn't Leave, which I'm going to play later. And I mean, Wouldn't Leave starts off, you get Party Next Door coming in, then you get a Ye verse, then you have Jeremiah singing a bridge, T.Y. Dolla Sign's in there, then the layers are all the vocals are all layered. And I just love the sound of it. If you take away all the topics, just the sound of it is beautiful. And that's where Kanye West's strength lies. And that's, if you love that about music, then you're probably going to enjoy this album. And just the way he weaves them in and out, it's like he's conducting a symphony. He's got just a full orchestra of talented singers and rappers. And he's like, you, pulling in you. And he's waving his hands, calling them in and out. And that's where he's at his best. I really admire that about this album. He does it again on Ghost Town, utilizing Party Next Door again, Kid Cudi, and possibly the highlight of the album, 070 Shake, who comes in with two killer features. And although some of these songs do seemingly get off topic, I mean, if you have a 7-song album and you're going to put the cover art as I Hate Being Bipolar, It's Awesome, I'm expecting some commentary on that. And when there isn't, it's a little disappointing. But that being said, he did get into some other really important topics. For example, violent crimes is pretty much like a reflection on how he treats women in his life. And now that he has a daughter, all of his thoughts are changing. You know, he has a line where he says, you know, he used to see women as something to be conquered. Now he sees them as something to be nurtured. And he's kind of addressing the guilt and hypocrisy that he feels of how he used to lust over women and how he used to see them. And now that he has a daughter, and now he has to face the negative consequences of other men doing that to his daughter, that his thoughts have changed. And he feels this amount of guilt. And he realizes the way that he originally saw his own wife, Kim K. And he actually wishes that his daughter would grow up and not be like the woman he married, because he doesn't want to have to deal with other men thirsting over her, et cetera, et cetera. I thought that was a powerful track. He has an ode to Kim K on here, Wouldn't Leave, where he talks about how he was going through the lowest moments of his life, doing some crazy things, really messing it up for himself and his family. And through it all, she stuck by him. It was kind of an ode to, you know, just women sticking by their men. And so there were a lot of great topics on here. And the individual tracks, many of which I really do enjoy, probably 4 or 5 of these as individual tracks, I love. I just think as an album, they were put together a little bit messy and felt like individual songs. And he admits he put this together quickly, and there are a lot of moving pieces at the end, and that's what it sounds like. And also, I don't think that Kanye West, he's taken a step down as an MC, as a pure rapper, because for a 24-minute album, there's way too many filler lines, there's way too many throwaway bars, highlighted on the track All Mine, which, just to start off, as a horrible hook, I don't care for that track at all, but the lines on there are just cringy. He starts the second verse by saying, I'ma hit it raw, fuck the outcome. None of us would be here without come. That's a throwaway bar. I want nothing to do with that. Like, you're not wrong. None of us would be here without come, but that's just a weird line, Kanye. And I don't think anyone really wants to hear that. And he's got other lines on here where he says, I love your titties because they prove I can focus on two things at once. Pass again. Like, and there's too many of these just kind of throwaway tongue-in-cheek bars. They're a little bit of Kanye's appeal. It's kind of like a Kanye-ism to flip these little ideas in here where he thinks he's being clever and he knows he's kind of poking fun at it. But on an album that has serious topics and was perceived to be a very serious album, obviously he named it Ye. This is going to be a more personal, serious album. And I just don't think these bars fit on here. They don't do it justice. So I am fairly conflicted on this album, Ye, where I really do somewhat enjoy listening to it cover to cover besides All Mine. I don't think it really has the power to stand out as one of the elite albums of 2018. There's a little bit of that feeling that Kanye is like convincing us it's great. And it also feels a little bit like he's using this mental illness of his and this idea of being bipolar to make an excuse for himself and kind of say, yeah, I did some crazy stuff, but hey, look, here's my excuse. It's right here. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm bipolar. And it feels like now he's just going to throw that on everything. It gives him a little bit of an excuse to do everything he wants. And I'm not so much a fan of that. It rubs me a little bit the wrong way, especially when we don't get any real commentary on mental health. So I am conflicted here. I would say best tracks, Ghost Town, Violent Crimes, and Wouldn't Leave. Worst tracks, All Mine. And I would recommend this album to really anyone who just likes music, because Kanye West is one of the great innovators in not only hip-hop, but music as a whole. So if you like music, I recommend this album to you. That being said, overall rating, only a 7 out of 10. I will play the two tracks that I think play to the strengths on this album the greatest, that being Ghost Town and Wouldn't Leave. And just listen for how Kanye can weave in different pieces of instrumentation and different voices and different samples and really put together really full-sounding, really well-mastered music. So this is Ghost Town and Wouldn't Leave from Kanye West's new album, Ye.
Someday I will wear a starry crown.
Someday I wanna lay down like God did on Sunday. Someday I remember this on Sunday. That way, yeah, way better. Someday, that won't satisfy. Someday, I wanna hit the red dot and never find. Someday, oh, I've been trying to make you love me, but everything I try just takes you further from me.
Someday we gon' set it off. Someday we gon' get this off. Baby, don't you bet it all on a path of fentanyl. You might think they wrote you off. They gon' have to roll me off. Someday the drama be gone and they'll burst. Sometimes I take all the shine, talk like I drank all the wine. Years ahead but way behind. I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No half truths, just naked minds. Caught between space and time. This now is blood and mine. But maybe someday.
I've been trying to make you.
God, I feel I couldn't have you waiting up. Butterfly in my wrist, you made pretty women out of my skin. And I don't feel like. Man, I know you ain't leave.
They said build your own, I said halfway. I said slavery a choice, they said hi, yay. Just imagine if they caught me on a wild day. Now I'm on 50 blogs, getting 50 calls. My wife calling, screaming, say we about to lose it all. Had to calm her down, cause she couldn't breathe. Told her she could leave me now, but she wouldn't
and
leave.
And I know you wouldn't leave.
And so selfish, they don't understand today. We can wait more and release. Yes, you know, yeah, what it is. We can rip on the top child, yeah. And the sun dries down.
That up, that's gonna get me sentimental. You know I'm sensitive, I got a gentle mental. Every time something happened, they want me sentimental. We had an incident, but I cover incidentals. You want me working on my messaging. When I'm thinking like George Jetson, but sounding like George Jefferson. Then they questioning my methods in. If you tweaking out on my text again, then I don't get reception here. I got the mind state to take us past the stratosphere. I use the same attitude that done got us here. I live for now, I don't know what happened after here. I live for now, I don't know what happened after here. Plus, what was meant to be was meant to be. Even if publicly I lack the empathy, I ain't finna talk about it another 4 centuries. One and one is two, but me and you, that's infinity.
I don't feel like she's mine enough.
You just heard Ghost Town and Wouldn't Leave from Kanye West's new album, Ye. And those are just some really well put together pieces of music and just the way Kanye West is trending, I think he's going to be more of a curator, more of a director, rather than the primary artist dominating everything. And to a degree, the next album we're going to talk about even emphasizes that point further. And this is Kids See Ghosts, technically by Kids See Ghosts, which is a duo including longtime collaborators Kanye West and Kid Cudi, as all these albums are, executive produced by Kanye West. And this album, if I want to sum it up in one line, this is the like alt-rock album Cudi has been striving to make his whole career, and he finally did it due to having the help of Ye. Because he made a mess of it when he tried to drop Speed and Bullet to Heaven. Did not go over well. This is how it should have sounded. The production is so alternative, so like futuristic and just abstract, like stuff you've never heard before. Kanye pretty much draws on like what alternative rock or like punk music would sound like with organic sounds, instruments, except he like pretty much recreates them technologically, and it makes for just amazing soundscapes, great background beats. Just when I thought Kanye was going to keep the best beats for himself on his own album, both Daytona and Kid See Ghost have way better production value than Ye, which was shocking to me, but I have no problem with it because it made this album phenomenal. I do think it feels a lot more like a Cudi album than a Ye album, partially due to the fact that Kid Cudi does a vast majority of the hooks on here, and so it feels like he's anchoring the tracks. The sentiment he puts out on the choruses is pretty much lays the groundwork for the tracks, and maybe that's why I feel that way, but it just feels like he's more involved. It sounds more like something you get from Man on the Moon than it does a Kanye West album. And this album is just, it's kind of like listening to the future of music, because you haven't heard a lot like this. And a lot of these tracks, especially the song Free, which is a Ghost Town Part 2, that's like not even a hip-hop song at all. Like, there's no rapping, it's just singing. These guys are just belting it out. They must have had so much fun making that track. And I do like how they label it Ghost Town Part 2. You just listen to Ghost Town, it's more of like a hopeful song. Like the relationship they're going for, that they strive for, they don't have it clicking, but they're so confident it's coming soon. I thought that was that Free was going to be an extension of that based on the fact it was Ghost Town Part 2, but it's more like the flip side of it, the rebound from it. Like they're just supreme confidence, top of the world, and they're just screaming out how they feel so free. And like I said, it's really not a rap song at all. It's really not. If you didn't say that the artists were Kanye West and Kid Cudi, I might not have said it was rap, you know? So that's what Kanye does. He's constantly innovating. Kid Cudi's been trying to push the boundaries and get into that scene for a while. He just didn't have maybe the creative licensing to be able to pull it off. Kanye West more than supplies that. We've seen him do it time and time again. And shockingly, you could make the case that Kanye speaks more on the instance of the past year, more on the troubles he's been having with his brain and his mental disorder on this album than he did on Ye, which is crazy. That should not have been the way it is, but that's what we get, and we get phenomenal verses on songs like Reborn, where he's going in-depth about how he feels isolated from society. He doesn't feel like he's connecting with anything, and people are putting all the blame on him, and he's like, I'll take it, I'll shoulder it, because I know I'm great, and just so many awesome verses from Kanye on this album. And we know Cudi, he's been in that range, that mind state for years now. That's not how he made his name, but the sound where he was connecting with everybody, connecting with like young kids who maybe hip-hop didn't really relate to everything they were going through. But when he started talking about his emotions and his moods and his depression, a lot of people could relate to that and a lot of people could feel that. And he continues that on here. He hasn't been the most consistent artist of all time, but this really sounds like stuff off either Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying or Man on the Moon, The End of Day, which I think are maybe his two best albums. So huge props to Cudi. He brings that back again. And maybe my favorite thing about this album is all these songs, while they're not really connected, while they're not really all that cohesive, they pull you so far into whatever mood, emotion, or attitude is trying to be relayed on the track. It's incredible. And I thought the best example of this is the track Fire, which has like these twangy, like thick guitar strums and these just like rattling noises and just kind of like chaos going on. And then Cudi comes in with the chorus. And honestly, it feels like I'm walking down a road like with Kid Cudi, and he's just guiding me through like this demonic, like hellscape going on around. It's like shit's on fire. Like it's like you're on a crazy trip, and just that's what the songs do. They pull you in. They make you feel the song like you're really experiencing it. And other songs like Feel the Love is just so hyped the way Kanye comes in. He's got like almost designer style ad libs where he's making like screaming gun noise on the track, matching up with the drums like perfectly in sync. And it's so hype. It's so much fun. And it just makes this album one of the most aesthetically pleasing and enjoyable listens of 2018. And the replay value is just infinite. I feel like I can listen to it every day and not get bored of it. It is only 7 tracks, which of all the albums that have come out, they're only 7 tracks. This one I felt like could have been longer, and I really wanted it to be longer. There really aren't a whole lot of like downsides here. Maybe you can poke fun at the lyricism. Kanye does continue a little bit of that tongue-in-cheekness I was talking about on Ye. But here it just feels more appropriate because you're just having fun kind of in this crazy, wilding out type of environment. It's not as serious, so it's not as much of a detriment. And the lines just have a lot more success in this type of environment. So I really like this album. I would say best tracks, Reborn, Feel the Love, and Cudi Montage. Worst tracks, actually the title track, Kids See Ghosts, was underwhelming to me. My least favorite beat and the chorus from Mos Def was kind of shaky. I would recommend this album. I mean, you know Kid Cudi, Kanye West. I'm sure you know him by now. So if you like either of those guys, I'm sure you'll like this album. And then another name I'll just throw out there is Travis Scott, who takes a lot of what he does from those two guys. If you like any of those guys, you'll like this album. Be surprised if you don't. Overall rating, it's a strong 8, maybe even a 9 out of 10. A top 5 album of 2018. I feel like I say that a lot, but the quarter 2 report is right around the turn, so I'll give you a breakdown on my top 10, top 15. I'm not sure exactly what I'll do. By the end of June, we'll get that. And I can promise Kids See Ghosts is going to be pretty high up on that list. So I'll play 2 songs from the album for you guys. We'll play Reborn and Cudi Montage from the new Kanye West and Kid Cudi album, Kids See Ghosts.
So reborn, I'm moving forward, keep moving forward, keep moving forward. Ain't no stress on me, Lord. I'm moving forward, keep moving forward, keep moving forward. I'm so reborn, I'm moving forward, keep moving forward, keep moving forward. Ain't no stress on me.
Catch me out, y'all done specially invited guests me out. Y'all been telling jokes that's gon' stress me out. Soon as I walk in, I'm like, let's be out. I was off the chain, I was often drained, I was off the meds, I was called insane. What an awesome thing, engulfed the shame. I want all the rain, I want all the pain, I want all the smoke, I want all the blame. Cardio, audio, let me jog your brain. Caught in the Audi home, we was all detained. All of you Mario, it's all a game.
I'm so reborn. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Ain't no stress on me.
Fight running back in the fell trap, then when I'm the soul, they can hear me holler. I'm caught in the game, see I'm all strapped, and they can't move, and I'm singing lower. Have been gonna hit me, cause I feel the whirlwind. I'm heavy, trying to keep it steady. Ready for the mission, God, shine your love on me. Save me, please. Hit the world alone, let me go for so long, ain't nobody you can hear a word. Perched in the night, looking out nowhere, where's all money, hit the nerve. Pain in my eyes, and in time I find, I'm stronger than the ever was. If we could again, God, shine your love on me. Save me, please.
Everybody want world peace till your knees get shot in the dome piece. Then you're going by your own peace, hoping it'll help you find your own peace. Bring light to what they don't see. Auntie crying on the concrete, talking to dispatcher, then the phone beep. On the other line with the homies, told her that you ain't coming home, see. When she heard the news, I heard her bone deep. Caught with the rifle with the long reach, just another cycle of the lonely. All growing up in the environment, we're doing crime, no requirement. They send us off to prison for retirement. Hopefully Alex Johnson will inspire me.
Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me.
You just heard Reborn and Cudi Montage from the Kanye West Kid Cudi duo Kid See Ghosts. Easily one of my favorite albums of the year. Highly recommend. But despite all the great things and great music that's dropped recently, unfortunately we have to also address a tragedy that went down last Monday. If you haven't heard, I'm sure you have by now if you're connected with the hip-hop industry, but 20-year-old rapper XXXTentacion was robbed, shot, and killed in his hometown of Broward County in Miami, Florida. He was only 20 years old, a very innovative SoundCloud artist who could just do so many things, had a lot of potential. And to discuss the whole incident, I decided to bring on a guest, a fellow hip-hop enthusiast, Mario Enriquez, to talk about the whole incident. And we got into the initial reactions, the scene, the eyewitness accounts, the reaction and fallout on social media, the different articles being written about it, and the controversy around it. A lot of different takes and a lot of different things to talk about here. Ended up running really long, so I decided not to put it in this episode. And I'm not going to repeat all of my reactions and my points and my thoughts on the scenario. So if you want all that, we recorded the whole conversation unedited. I will put that out as bonus material. So please go check that out. Probably one of the more important things that we've talked about and discussed on the show, and having other people come on, other enthusiasts of the rap game, come on and talk and have like more conversation style episodes. It's kind of the future of the show, so I'm really hoping to do more of that as we continue throughout the year here, so you can look forward to that. But like I said, I'm not going to repeat all of my takes and reactions, so go check that out. I will play a song of the week in honor of X so we can pay our respects to him. And you know, no matter what situation or scenarios are surrounding someone's life, 20 years old is just way too young for anybody to go, especially a guy with this much talent. He made a huge variety of music, but my favorite style that he operated in was kind of the tone he took on his last couple albums, 17 and Question Mark, more of a somber, lo-fi, emotional tracks. So I picked one that I felt was pretty fitting and one of my favorite X tracks that's come out on his albums. So this is your song of the week, Everybody Dies in Their Nightmares by XXXTentacion. RIP X.
Tell the feeling like I'm trapped in my damn mind. Tell the feeling like I'm rapping a damn lie. Tell the feeling like my life is a damn game. Nigga really wanna die in the nighttime. Only time I feel pain when I'm feeling love. That's why I tell it on my face that I'm down numb. Only time you come on my mind when I'm all alone. That's why I'm never really alone in the nighttime. Change hoes like clothes, I can get attached. Cause these hoes fire starters like lit matches. I've been feeling really lost, looking all attachments. I don't really go outside cause I hate traffic. I don't wanna go outside, get caught in traffic. Tell the feeling like I'm trapped in my damn mind. Tell the feeling like I'm rapping a damn lie. Tell the feeling like my life is a damn game. Nigga really wanna die in the nighttime. Tell the feeling like I'm trapped in my damn mind. Tell the feeling like I'm rapping a damn lie. Tell the feeling like my life is a damn game. Nigga really wanna die in the nighttime. Tell the feeling like I'm trapped in my damn mind. Tell the feeling like I'm rapping a damn lie. Tell the feeling like my life is a damn game. Nigga really wanna die in the nighttime. 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 Nigga really wanna die in the nighttime.
That was Everybody Dies in Their Nightmares, our memorial song of the week to XXXTentacion. RIP, just a horrible day for hip-hop and just a sad day for the industry as a whole. It really sucks that stuff like this keeps happening, but we gotta just try to, you know, get through it and move on. And one great way to do that is listen to some amazing new music. And so much has been coming out these last couple weeks, and we haven't had a good chance to catch up on it, so I'm gonna run through just all the music that's dropped since June 15th. So we'll start there. New music announcements. June 15th, we got Nasir by Nas, the Kanye West-produced Nas album we've been waiting for. We got Redemption by J-Rock. We got No Question by Locksmith and Apollo Brown. We got Solar by No Big Deal. We got Last House on the Block by Eli. And out of nowhere, maybe the greatest album to be released this year. I'm going to go ahead and say it. We got Everything Is Love by the Carters, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Nobody saw this coming, absolutely nobody. And they came through and killed this album. I highly recommend you go listen to it. We will be reviewing it on next week's show. And then moving on, June 22nd, today, we got another fully loaded batch of releases. We got Think Free by Freeway. We got Supreme Blientel by Westside Gunn. Freddy by Freddie Gibbs. Let the Trap Say Amen by Lecrae and Zaytoven. International Artist by A Boogie with the Hoodie. We got a currently untitled Teyana Taylor album that I believe dropped. Kanye's been doing this crazy thing where he like says it's coming out and gets it out maybe before the day's over. So I'm assuming we're going to get that. And then we also got The Bridge in the Abyss by Jedi Mind Tricks. So that wraps up everything we've got the last 2 weeks. If we want to look forward, we got Drake, Drizzy Drake, coming out with Scorpion just next week, and also a new Gorillaz album, The Now Now. So a lot to take in, but you know what we do here. I'm going to break it down. We're going to run through these albums. I'll tell you what to check out, what not to check out. It's the quickest and easiest way to stay up to date on hip-hop music and culture in 2018, but we're definitely hitting our stride here as summer is upon us. So many releases are going to be coming out, and I almost forgot to mention, I just remembered this, not an album, but Brockhampton. You guys know I love them. They were live on the Jimmy Fallon Show Wednesday night, premiering a new single off their upcoming album, Best Years of Our Lives. It's titled Tanya, not available on streaming services as I speak, but I'm sure it soon will be. It is a lead single for their album that has a TBD date, not exactly sure when it's coming, but it sounds like it's finished. It sounds like it's ready, right around the corner, hopefully. But go check that out, Tanya, live on the Jimmy Fallon Show. And that's all we got today on the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. Make sure to check out the bonus material with my guest Mario talking about XXX and the whole situation there. And make sure to listen next week as we break down Nasir by Nas and Everything Is Love by Jay-Z and Beyonce. It's going to be a fantastic episode with great music. Don't want to miss it. I'll see you guys then. Thanks for listening. Peace.